getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Alrighty, gang, here we go once again. Time for another edition of Tim Tumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Oh, man, another stack of records is ready to roll here from Oompa headquarters. I hope you're ready. And I'd just like to clarify, too, in case you're wondering. And maybe it's only me that has this problem. When I say Oompa, I immediately think of German-style polkas because they pretty much are known for the Oompa sound. And, of course, the show, we play all ethnicities of polkas here, Polish, German, Slovenian, Finnish. What else do we have? Some Mexican polkas, Scandinavian polkas, whatever. I don't care. It's a polka. It's good on the show. And I've told the story years gone by about why it's called the Oompa Hour. And if I find myself with a lot of extra time at one show, I'll explain that to you again. But nonetheless, it's an hour of great old-time music, always sourced from genuine phonograph records here on the show. So if you hear some occasional scratches and crummy-sounding records, that's why, because it's all the real thing, man. There's no digital polkas here on this show. So let's get it rolling, shall we? Ray Henry and the Orchestra. This is an oldie. It's on Dana Records. It's got a copyright of 1946 on it. And what happened is Dana had put out, you know, records for a long time. And when 45s were introduced in 49, they took a lot of their records that were on 78s and they reissued them as 45s. So they still have the copyrights from when they were 78s. So this one goes back a little ways anyway, back to 1946. We have Ray Henry in the orchestra. This is the Pleasant Dreams Polka. You have to like all those old Dana records, don't you? Ray Henry and the Orchestra, Pleasant Dreams Polka. Not sure how you would have pleasant dreams with all that polkaing going on, but nonetheless, there it is for what it's worth. So how the heck you doing this week? You survived Valentine's Day last week, I see. That was good. My wife made big Valentine's Day cake. Big red cake with a chocolate teddy bear on the top of it. As much as I love cake, but my grandson was far more excited about it than I was, just because he can run through the house at full speed screaming cake, cake, cake. And I'm a little more casual about it. But as soon as I'm done with this show, I'll be having another piece because we haven't managed to polish it off yet. So, yeah, I'm sitting here waiting for more cake is what I'm thinking about. Well, you're listening to all the records. So anyway, let's do here's a group, the Plus Five. Plus five to what? Where's the rest of the calculation? I do not know, but this is the new national polka. You have it there, the Plus Five. That's the new national polka, and this is just plain old Tim Zumpa Hour. Yes, for another week, great old time records. Got a big stack here. Got some unique things coming up in the show this week, so stand by for that. How's the weather where you are? Yeah, I've been reporting pretty good weather up here in northern Minnesota. I know some of you live right around the area here, so you know the scoop. But for those of you in the outlying areas, I like to make you think we're really suffering up here. But it was like in the 30s again most of last week, even a few 40s. And then all of a sudden yesterday, it starts raining. And then temperatures plummeted. We're looking at below zero again. And, yeah, for us, it's just typical February weather. But, you know, if you didn't complain about the weather, what would be the point of having any? Right? Everybody talks about the weather, but nobody does anything about it. You know, it's not for lack of trying, just my weather machine doesn't. I got to have the same power they had for that DeLorean on Back to the Future. I either got to hook it up to lightning bolts or get some plutonium, and neither one's been working out. So, all right, let's try this one. I don't think I played this one on the show before. Which is pretty amazing, seeing as how long the show has been going. Maybe I have, I'm not sure. But normally I play the flip side of this 45. Because I had the Bozer Sisters here, along with the Starlights Orchestra, doing the Columbus Stockade Blues, which most people relate to as an old country song. And they do it old style. And, I mean, there's a tuba in there. And it's definitely something you would dance to. And you don't hear the Bozer Sisters all that very often. They're out of Little Falls, Minnesota. At least they were. This record's probably, by my rough calculations, I don't know, it's probably a 60-year-old record, at least. So I don't know where the Bozer Sisters are now. But I felt like playing this side. It seems to me a little funner than the other side. And I don't think I've played it before. So, dancers, you slow down a little bit. But still, you're going to be dancing to this one. Here you go. Sing along if you know the words. Bozer Sisters there, along with the Starlights Orchestra. That's the Columbus Stockade Blues. You don't normally hear that as something you can dance to quite so good. There it is here in the Oompa Hour. Glad you're along for another week, another exciting show. Great old-time music for you here. And I need to mention the World of Accordions Museum over in Superior, Wisconsin. Pay them a visit if you find the opportunity. You know, a lot of people I know have been to the Duluth Superior area, and they didn't even know there was an accordion museum there. Can you believe it? Shame on you people. Do you not read your tour guides? Yeah, it's right there on Belknap Street, Superior, Wisconsin. There's 1,400 accordions in that place. You'd think that would just suck you in like a magnet, wouldn't you? But yeah, they're in there. That place will never blow away, that's for sure. And, of course, they have a lot of the related material. They have a lot of research materials. If you're doing a paper or an article or you're writing a book about musicians or people who immigrated here and brought their music along with them, all sorts of research materials, historical stuff about the people, the music, the instruments, the whole deal there. They've got the Accordion Repair Technician School. And, of course, they have events and fun stuff once the winter is over. So check them out online. worldofaccordions.org is the easiest way to do it. Just type it in there to your interwebs. The worldofaccordions.org, Superior, Wisconsin. Pay them a visit. All right? Even if you're traveling from 3,000 miles away, if you're going to be in the area, might want to check it out. All right? All right. Let's get back to spinning some tunes here. This one I always have controversy about. I have, "Oh, Johnny, Johnny, Play Hootenanny" by Johnny Pecan and the Orchestra. Is the record spelled wrong, or is it really a hot nanny? That's what I don't know. And it's an instrumental, so it's not like I can listen to him singing it. It says, "Johnny, oh, Johnny, Johnny, play Hottenanny," H-O-T-T-E-N-A-N-N-Y, Hottenanny. But I'm not familiar with the phraseology. It's a hootenanny to me, which, I don't know, doesn't make any sense either. But nonetheless, it's Johnny Pecan and the Orchestra. Hootenanny.
Oh, Johnny, Johnny, play Hootenanny. Oh, Johnny, Johnny, play Hootenanny.
See, just make the disc jockey sound stupid. See if I care there, Mr. Pecan. Yeah. Says right on the record. See, I'm looking right at it. Says right here. Instrumental. They were clearly singing. And they're saying Hootenanny, even though the record says Hottenanny. So I'm going to assume the guy that made the record didn't know how to spell Hootenanny. That's my theory on that. Anyway, there's Johnny Pecan and the orchestra here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Believe it or not, this sort of thing happens every week right here, same place, same time on your radio dial. And if you have a request, a question, a dedication, you want to share recipes, I don't know, whatever. There's a lot of ways to get in touch with the Oompa Hour. If you have a telephone, whether it be an old school phone with a dial on it or a fancy pantsy smartphone or whatever, you call 218-259-2985. You can leave a voice message at that number. The people who receive that call may seem confused, but you can still leave a voice message at that number. Or you could send a text to that number, too, area code 218-259-2985. Glad to try to track down those requests for you, even if it's a band you've never heard on the show or whatever. I'll try to find it for you, because there's mountains of polka records sitting around here, and, you know, maybe there's some aren't getting exercised often enough. Or you can also email oompahour@aol.com. That's easy, too. Oompa Hour, just all one word, small letters, at AOL.com. Or look us up on Facebook, Facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Any of those ways, get the job done. All right, let's do one from Renata and Girls, 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 obviously an all-girl polka band. And this one goes back a ways, but to me it still seems like a new record. I remember sharing the stage with Renata and the band at the Bellray Ballroom back in the old polka radio show days, back when I was working at a polka station a long, long time ago in a land far, far away. But they did, it's the Heartbeat Polka, and it's even got a heart beating in it. See, can you hear that? Uh-huh, there it is.
Bye. each and every day. My love keeps growing stronger like the beating of my heart. I know that we will never part. You said you loved me right from the start. We could tell it was true love by the beating of our hearts. My heart went up and yours went down. We could tell by the beating of our hearts.
There you go, Renata and Girls, Girls, Girls there. That is the Heartbeat Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. That was recorded for Aleatoric Records down in Minneapolis back in the day. I would peg this one like late 70s, Tom Rosinski's recording studio and record label down there. Great stuff, Renata and Girls, Girls, Girls from Cloquet, Minnesota. So there we go. We'll put that one over there in the file. And, we got to do our 78 of the week. If the record's a good enough shape to play, I think I have what is a demo record, like a test record, of a Louis Prima polka record. Don't run into that every day. We'll see if that pans out here in a little bit, so stand by. Love Bernie Roberts and the orchestra. Got Bernie right here. They're going to do You Can't Expect Kisses from Me, and it says right here that Blondie is singing. I'm pretty sure it's not the rock and roll Blondie from the 70s and 80s, I'm pretty sure. Anyway, here's Bernie Roberts and the orchestra. Bernie Roberts and the orchestra, and Blondie is singing, it says right on the record there. And You Can't Expect Kisses from Me, You Troublemaker, You. Pageant Records out of Juneau, Wisconsin on that one. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. Now we have up next the man to perform for us who has won more Grammys in the polka music category than anybody else. That the Grammy Association has stupidly eliminated that category, but pretty much Frankie Yankovic and this guy walked away with all the Grammys. This guy won more Grammys than Frankie did, however. And this happens to be one of my all-time favorite polkas right here, too. No matter what band performs it, And I'm scared that I'm going to play it because even though I've still got like a half hour of show to go and we're going to play another pile of great records, this is the one that's going to stick in my head for like days. So if you're ready, Jimmy Sturr and the Orchestra, and it's just another polka. Yeah, you're going to admit that now. You sing that to yourself the rest of the day. Jimmy Sturr's Orchestra there. Just another polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show, where you run into this every week right here. Now, this record, I believe I was going to play at the end of the show last week, and I ran out of time again. I have a habit of doing that lately. I got more records than I got time, and I said I would set it aside and play it as the first record next week, and it's already too late for that because here it is next week, and I didn't play it for the first record because it was still on top of the stack, but I put another stack on top of that stack, and it got in there. But I was going to play this one last week. Really, I was. Here are the Polka Kings and the Bouncing Ball Polka. We'll be right back. right, there you have it there. Music from the Polka Kings there, the Bouncing Ball Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Man, I tell you what, I was getting ready to do our official waltz for the week after that one, and I ran into a little problem. See, there's a polka on the other side of the waltz I was going to play, and I decided I would rather hear the My Fanny Polka than the waltz that's on the other side. So I'm going to look for another waltz. I'm going to try out, see if I can't get our 78 of the week ready to go. And from Hutchinson, Minnesota, that's what it says on the record anyway, Jerry Dostal and the orchestra and the My Fanny Polka. Jerry Dostal there, My Fanny Polka. His fanny wouldn't shake, apparently. It's a sad, sad situation. Here at Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show. We got to do the 78 of the week. Every week we try to grab a record that's a shellac rather than a vinyl or maybe even a polystyrene. And I always think, you know, a 78 means really, really old. Not necessarily. They made them up into the very early 60s, mostly kids' records by then. This particular one is from 1951. So you could also find this on a 45, but I happen to have it on a 78. And not only that, it's a test pressing 78 from the Robin Hood Record Company. So how is Louis Premio I remember him on Capitol Records all the time. So I don't know what the story is on this. But for 1951, Louis Prima and the orchestra, this is our 78 of the week. It's the I Love to Polka Polka. That's what it says. I Love to Polka Polka. Here you go.
I love to polka, dance the polka polka. I just want to polka, polka polka polka. I polka every morning, I polka every night. I polka 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 when the sun is shining bright. I love to do the rumba, the tango and the hop. But since I learned to polka, it seems I just can't stop. I love love to polka, dance the polka polka. I just wanna polka, 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 polka. I polka every morning, I polka every night. I polka, polka, polka when the sun is shining bright. I love to go to movies, the opera and the zoo. But since I learned to polka, that's all I ever do. I just want the polka, 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 polka. I polka every morning, I polka every night. I polka, polka, polka when the sun is shining bright. I love to play post office and spin the bottle, yes. But since I learned to polka, I think I like it best. I like the polka in the morning. A polka in the night. A polka, polka, polka when the sun is shining bright.
Hey, can't argue with him. He loves to polka, polka, polka. Louis Prima and the orchestra. That is our official 78 of the week here on Tim Zumpa Hour. I will continue my quest to find us a waltz, since the one I was going to play, I played the other side instead. Well, I look for that. You can enjoy Joey Frank and his Tempo Knights all the way from Pennsylvania with the Four Fellows Polka. Joey Frank and his Tempo Knights there on Tempo Knights Records, nonetheless. That's the Four Fellows Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show where we do this every single week. So glad to have you along with us here. I have no real news to report this week. I'm kind of taking her easy this week, but I got a lot of good records to play. Are you ready to waltz? We do a waltz every week, as you know. And I'm stalling here while the dancers get ready, because I didn't really warn you ahead of time. So if you want to waltz, you got a couple of minutes here to get it together. Push the coffee table out of the way, you know, or the kitchen table. Maybe you're dancing in the kitchen. That's a possibility. Wow, I got a record coming up here after our waltz that says it has community singing in it. That ought to be good. Are you ready, dancers? Let's do a little German style. Let's do a little Elmer Scheid, shall we? This is the Red Handkerchief Waltz. Elmer Scheid with our Waltz of the Week and the Red Handkerchief Waltz. Notice we all say handkerchief wrong. We say handkerchief, H-A-N-K-E-R. And that's wrong. It's a handkerchief. It's handkerchief. But we all say handkerchief. Boy, are we lazy talkers, aren't we? All right, are you ready for a record that's just got unbridled, out of control, partying in it? This is unbridled excitement. It's a wild time in this one. With Bernie Witkowski and his Silver Bell Orchestra, and it says right on it, there's community singing, so I expect you all singing along. This is your Polka Hit Parade.
Wszystko po prostu, bo jest łatwo tańczą, dziewczyny.
Crowd goes wild. Bernie Witkowski and his Silver Bell Orchestra, your polka hit parade with community singing here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Oh, look at the clock on the wall. Time is just whizzing by here. It's like one of those movies where time is passing fast and the clock is speeding up and the calendar pages are turning. It's out of control. We got a couple more records coming up, I think, here. So hang on, all right?
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, let's see if we can't time travel a little bit. Time travel, just travel on the radio here. Let's take ourselves to Buffalo, New York, shall we? This record says right on it, Polka Night at Kuta's Warsaw Inn with Leo Borcott and the Warsaw Trio. Are you ready? Here we go.
A jak zajedziemy, to się zabawiemy. Jedziemy, jedziemy do warszawskiej karczmy. Tam ludzie tańcują, wesoło śpiewają. Tam ludzie tańcują, wesoło śpiewają. Po drugiej gorzałce piją. Po
There you go. Leo Burkott's Warsaw Trio here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. That's Polka Night at Kuta's Warsaw Inn from Buffalo, New York, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Take note now. We'll be back right about here, this same place on your dial next week. We're going to do it again. Let's go out this week on a Frankie Yankovic number, shall we? Why not? It's too late. It's on the turntable already. There's a Henrietta Polka.
For me, no other one but Henrietta will ever share their love with me. To tell the things I like about her will take until the end of time. There's only one like Henrietta, and Henrietta's mine, all mine. So much of her to love.
Anytime you have somebody you can call your Tootsie Wootsie, you know you're in good shape. Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks there, the Henrietta Polka, here at Tim Zumpa Hour. And that wraps up your old-time oldies show for another week. Holy moly, an hour goes by fast, doesn't it? That's all right. I got another stack of records already stacked up. So we'll be ready to go next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live in our studios in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.